From the very first moments of our life, we put on clothes. As newborn babies, we wrap them up in blankets and provide all kind of clothing for our children. And throughout our lives, we make it a daily occurrence to dress ourselves and put on clothes. Some of us are into fashion and we wear all kind of special clothes because we like to look good. Perhaps those of us who are part of teams or programs have special uniforms we wear. You go to a Catholic school, perhaps you wear a uniform, a special part of clothing. Clothes are part of who we are as human beings. It's part of our dignity to get dressed each day. Even when we come to our death, we clothe a dead body for viewing, that someone may be seen before their place in the ground. Clothes are part of our human dignity. Amen? In prayer today, preparing for to celebrate the liturgy of Good Friday, what stuck out in my mind today was that one verse that we hear in the Passion according to John, where they took the clothes of Jesus. They took his garments and divided them among them, each with one share. It shows the depth of how we can treat each other as human beings. I couldn't help but think today in prayer how many times I have, and I dare to say you have as well, taken people's clothes. What do I mean by that? Well, perhaps not much physics of us exactly literally, but the things that we've done to hurt each other, to take away someone's dignity, the times that we have done nasty, dirty things to each other, the times that we have not included someone because whatever reason, they just didn't fit into our group. The times that we have not forgiven as we should forgive. The times that we have been selfish, only caring about me, myself, and I. The times we have hurt people by our words and our actions. The nasty things I've done, and I dare to say, if you're honest, you've done as well, to take someone's dignity. Can anybody be honest in church besides me on Good Friday? We've taken people's clothes. Even as a nation, as great as America is, how many times have we in the past, and we still do today, attacked the dignity of another person based upon their skin tone, the country of origin, the disability, the sexual orientation, or who they try to love and marry. We take people's clothes from them all the time. And there's my Jesus, our Jesus, on the cross, and they took his clothes. Standing there exposed for all the world in humility, extreme humility, which the Son of God suffered and died to save your soul. This high priest who understands what we go through because he is able to deal with us because he knows the challenges we face, the sins we commit as a human family. But it's also something else. In that same verse, in that same connection that we can't miss today, church. Yes, they took his clothes, and the dignity of God. But church, they couldn't tear the tunic. The tunic was there, was sewn together, was seamless, and was woven from top to bottom. They raffled it off. But more than that, church, great spiritual writers will tell us that tunic, that seamless garment, is something more than just dress up. It represents the love and the mercy and the kindness and the forgiveness of our God. That seamless garment shows us, no matter how bad it gets in our human community, and it gets pretty bad sometimes, God's love is seamless. God's love is always available. God's love is intact. And that's why this day is not just good. Oh, it's very good. Because this day we celebrate the love that God has for us poured out in Christ Jesus, that God has not and will not abandon you. And that's why we come in silence today, and we should, to be quiet, to meditate and reflect on how many times God has lifted you up and put you back in line and given you his mercy and his kindness, even when it gets difficult. When your mom died, your friend died, when you lost your son, when you thought the world was going to crash, God held you together in love and mercy. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning, this afternoon? When you were going through difficult times at work or in school, perhaps even in relationships, you didn't think there was any way you could get out of this. God provided for you a shelter, protecting you in ways you never thought could happen. When you were down in sin, we've all been there. We've all been wrapped up in the stickiness of sin. God wrapped us in some new clothes and washed us clean in the blood of his son, Jesus. And so today, on Good Friday 2019, in troubled times in our church, in troubled times in our nation, when many times people's clothes are still taken from them today, we must cling to the seamless garment of Jesus. Cling to that garment that reminds us, no matter how bad it gets, and it gets pretty bad sometimes, the devil had the moment. And they put Jesus in the tomb. And the last words of John's Passion says, "It is finished." And it is. It's not just his death, but by his death, what else is finished? The devil is destroyed. And that's the good news that makes us shout and dance in anticipation of Resurrection Day, because we know it ain't over till God says it's over. And so, on this day, as we come in a few moments to venerate the cross, and this year I invite you just to touch the cross, as we sang last night, a touch of Jesus. Just touch it. And ask God to help all of us be conscious and aware of the times we remove someone's dignity in our words and our actions, and recommit ourselves to living out that seamless love that comes from God, the God who gave his son just for me. He did all that just for me. They pierced him in his side. He hung his head and died. He did all that just for me. And for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for all of us. Because I am, and you are, somebody. Amen.